The answer lies here, in the frozen waste of Antarctica. Admiral Byrd's first expedition to the South Pole focused the world's attention on this continent of ice. For the first time, scientists studied closely this harsh new environment. The links to the outside world were these 110-foot tall radio towers, built to withstand the most severe climatic conditions. Byrd thought he was the first one to see this spot. He was wrong. Men had been here before, and what they saw was much different than this. This early 16th century map was drawn for a Turkish navigator named Piri Reis, who claimed it was drafted from ancient charts so old no one knew who mapped them. And that's only the beginning of this mystery.
According to official history, Antarctica wasn't discovered until 1820, several hundred years after these maps were drawn. What's even more remarkable is the fact that they showed mountain ranges and apparent riverbeds. These topographical details match closely with the features of Antarctica mapped only this century by scientists who use seismic soundings, which is really the only way to see through the ice sheet, which is thousands of feet thick.
How did they get such an accurate map? The only answer is that someone had been to the Antarctic before it was covered with ice. If this is the case, then that map may very well have been charted shortly after the last pole shift, before the ice began to accumulate.